So in the beginning, when God created everything, the Bible teaches that everything that he created, he said it was good. Now, in the garden was perfection. And when he created man made in his image and woman out of man, so we're all made in God's image, right? Everything that God made was good. Now, until sin came in, until man made a decision to sin, everything was perfect. Everything. All we had to do, we didn't even know what evil even was. Because God had a veil over our face to where we didn't even understand the concept of evil or death. That's how perfect at that time, that's how perfect everything was. So when you fast forward to now, 2018, and I think about how perfect God is and everything that he creates is perfect, why are we so flawed? Well, the reason why we're so flawed is based on the decisions that we make. We make ourselves flawed. So we're born, but we're shaped in our mother's womb. Perfection is being shaped because God don't make any mistakes. Everything he makes is perfect, right? So we were birthed. We take a breath into this sinful world. The moment we take a breath into this sinful world, we are under attack. The Bible teaches that Satan is the god of this age to non-believers. So the moment we take our first breath, we're under attack. You can look in the Bible, in the Bible days where the enemy attacked babies and had the firstborns and the baby boys and things killed in the Bible. You can see that. So just imagine now when you're born as somebody created in the image of God, you're under attack. Now, as a babies are innocent, right? They're innocent. They're so sweet, you know. But babies are also, when we're born into a sinful world, babies, number one, they have a selfish spirit that's already in them. Because babies want their way. They want their way all the time, right? So, you're created perfect, but you're born into a sinful world. So, now you get to the age of accountability, and whatever has been poured into you is imperfection. Even if your parents are teaching you to chase God and to follow Christ, they're still pouring certain imperfections into you. So you're born perfect, you're created perfect, you're born into a sinful world, and the things that your parents or your people who are raising you are putting into you, even though they're teaching you, even if they're teaching you to chase God and to follow Christ and be a disciple of Christ, they're still teaching you, they're flawed. So there's still imperfections coming into your spirit, okay? So now, God still loves us so much that he gives us a choice. So we have that free will. We have that free will to do things. We have that free will to do whatever we want to do. So what do we do? As humans, we try to chase perfection in everything we do. We're chasing perfection. We know we're not perfect because we know none of us are perfect. We can't even think, go a full day. This is just my opinion. You can't go a full day without thinking something crazy. There's nothing perfect about us. We are flawed human beings. But as a flawed human being, we always are chasing perfection. So when I walk out this life and I realize the enemy is attacking me on left, right, up and down, but I know that there's a God who's perfect, who sits high and looks low, and I have a choice to follow him. I know that I have to chase perfection in order to get to the place that I need to be. I know I'm not ever going to be perfect, but I know the one who is perfect, so I'm going to chase perfection all the days of my life. So I sit back and I chase perfection. I'm chasing Christ as much as I can. I know that I was created perfect, but I was born in a sinful world, and I've been under attack my whole life. So in other words, I have to train my mind to chase perfection to keep away from the enemy's schemes. The battle is not against flesh and blood. The Bible teaches us in Galatians 5:15 that if we fight against one another, we devour one another, we kill, we will eventually kill one another. We have to literally chase perfection, because if we don't chase perfection, we're going to devour one another. If we don't chase perfection, we're going to argue with one another. If we don't chase perfection, we're going to be sad. We're going to be mad. We're going to find flaws and everything if we don't chase perfection. But if you chasing perfection, if you chasing Christ, and you chasing His ways, and you chasing His teachings, even when those flaws come your way, you're going to be able to overcome them. Even when those flaws come your way, you're going to be able to overachieve them. Even when that problem comes, you're going to be able to solve it, because you're constantly chasing perfection, and a negative mindset has no way to root in your spirit. So today should be the day that you chase perfection above the norm.